Hi everyone, my name is Lauren Fulton. I am currently on the softball team. I am a SMAD major with a concentration in creative advertising. And today I am here with...
Hi, I'm Lily Romero. I'm Lauren's roommate, also on the softball team. I'm a sophomore studying graphic design.
Yep, and today we are both going to be talking about basically what it means to be a creative person in our respective majors. The reason I chose Lily to do this podcast with is because even though she's not a SMAD major, she's graphic design, which coincides a lot with creative advertising, which is what I'm studying. So I was curious to see kind of what some of the overlaps are and then what some of the main differences are between our majors. So without further ado, Lily, what do you think it means to be a creative person within graphic design?
I think to a creative person in graphic design is someone who has ideas that are either their own or inspired by other designers, and are able to take that image or that idea in their head and create it digitally.
I think that's awesome. I think there's a lot of similarities within SMAD because we do a lot of creating, but it's a lot more like technical kind of behind the scenes. So I feel like my creativity comes in more with like behind the scenes. Oh, how can I like brand this thing to look different than like other advertisements the world has seen? And then you guys, it's kind of cool because like we work a lot with graphic designers and they kind of come in and bring the ideas to life. So I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think a lot of our creativity has to come from like whatever ideas are given to us are our own. We have to like make it happen because you can all have like a vision, but being able to be creative enough to make it actually happen is being creative in graphic design.
I think that's awesome. Gosh, I love studying creative stuff. Do you think there is like any way creativity or excellence can really be like learned in your major? Like, or do you feel like you bring it to the table and it's just accentuated in college?
I think it's definitely you either have it or you don't for the most part. I mean, some people just, like, have an eye for things more so than other people. So I think for the most part, you are creative or you're not. But personally, I feel like I have learned a lot about how to be more creative. Because, like, I got here and honestly I felt like, oh, shoot, I'm not as creative as these people. Like, I felt kind of stumped. But then I realized, like, you just keep learning to be more creative. Like,
yeah.
I was already creative before, like, that's why I got here, but I feel like I've learned how to, like, become more inspired to be more creative.
Yeah, for sure. I also think, too, like, one of the things in college, when they teach you all these different tools, or, like, you teach yourself some of the stuff, like, you have new levels of creativity unlocked that, like, you might not have, like, known before. Like, I didn't know I could be, like, good with, like, Adobe products until I got here.
No. And, like... But it inspires you, and you're able to build off of it. So whatever ideas you already had, you're able to like do even more with it the more you learn.
Yeah, for sure. I absolutely love it. What are some of the best ways you think to find or solve problems with your major or minor? Like, do you think there's any way to kind of solve some of more of like a creative rut? Like, if you're ever stuck or anything, is there anything that you either see yourself or your peers do that kind of, like, sparks your creativity back once you, like, leave the flow state?
Well, actually, this happens to me all the time. So, on what I do, because sometimes it is hard. Like, you feel stuck or, like, you don't know how to, like, keep going or fix a problem that you're trying to do. I, for the most part, have to take a step back for a minute and, like, I go look at other things, whether it's, like, most of the time, I just, like, scroll through other people's artwork online, to be honest. But also, I think a lot of it comes from asking questions from, like, those around you because everyone's brains work so differently, especially creative brains.
Yeah.
Like, they're all so different. So I think a lot of getting over that hump is asking a lot of questions. Like, just like, to your peers. Like, your professor, of course. Like, they have a totally different view on whatever it is you're asking. But I think asking those around you is most helpful for me.
Yeah, I would definitely say so too, because I'll find myself getting like in a creative rut, but also like doing a lot of the same things over and over again and not really realizing like, okay, I'm like not repeating a project, but like maybe repeating a concept. And
you're not growing, you're not expanding.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm comfortable with this because I know how to do this. Like for me, it's flowers. I always put flowers in all my projects because it's like, I don't know, I think they're beautiful, but like they're something I'm comfortable with. But it's like, I know I could expand further beyond. Mm. I just sometimes I don't. I don't know, but
me too. Yeah. I do the same thing. But honestly, this year I've been like stepping out of that, and even if I don't like a lot of my work last semester for sure, I didn't even like.
Yeah.
But that's all also because I was doing different things like that I'm not used to doing. But I think that's useful. Like, you're gonna make stuff that you don't like, but it's gonna help you in some sort of way.
Yeah, for sure.
For future stuff.
Yeah, I actually think that's great you bring it up, like, because now that we're sophomores going to be juniors, like, literally in a week, mm-hmm. like, how would you say you've grown since, like, your freshman year first getting into graphic design?
I've grown a lot in the sense of, like, actually stepping outside of the box. Like, mm-hmm. freshman year, I definitely, I did what I was comfortable with. I was trying to be, like, a perfectionist in what I already knew how to do.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I feel like I've, like, actually bought into, like, trying to do different things, and I honestly, a lot of the stuff that, like, I'm figuring out how to do is just come from, like, me wanting to learn how to do stuff, which really is just me, like, YouTubing and Googling, like, how do I do this, how do I do that, because there's so much that, like, you don't learn in class,
mm-hmm.
that you have to take the time to, like, kind of, like, teach yourself.
For sure.
But that's also helped me grow a lot, because half the stuff I do now, I didn't know how to do before I got here.
For sure. And it brings such a level of creativity, because I did the same thing. Like, I didn't know how to do certain inputs on, like, whatever software. And it's like, oh, okay, well, then I find out all these other little things, and it makes me grow inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy for it. Even though the struggles, like, aren't great in the moment, but...
No, but it does help you grow. Like, you need to struggle.
Yeah.
And, like, have to, like, take a minute, be upset, figure things out in order to learn from it and then get even better.
For sure. Well, on that note, I think that's a great way to end this little discussion, but thank you so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome.
Love talking about this with you.
Yes.
And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.